that. And yesterday we had the breast screening. We also had the bowel screening.
I've got to turn your mic up. Just turn it on now. Yeah. Sorry, Lisa.
Oh, kia ora, everyone. I've been talking into the microphone. And lucky for everyone, probably you couldn't hear me. So kia ora, Raglan.
My mistake. Anyway, community house meeting yesterday
in the supper room. It was the community health forum, which we are lucky the co-chair is actually Sue Macwell, who lives in Raglan. So she was co-chairing that with others from what was the DHB. I'm not sure what they're called now. But in the room were also other health service providers, community members, and we had a variety of discussions from vaccinations to bowel screening to organising the possibility of having the breast screening bus back here in Raglan because we haven't had it for a while, and other services. So it's a good way to network with community and with the service providers. A large number of the people there in the organisations were Māori-based organisations, so it's always great to connect. So, and, you know, the discussions, one person brought up about the long wait for elective surgery. She's been waiting to have her knee replacement done. So obviously some of the frustrations on how do we progress, you know, people who have a need in our health services to be seen sooner rather than later. But I think that's across the board. When I spoke to Sue Macwell about Tokoroa, for example, normally they would have something like 15 doctors working within that wider community, and apparently they've only got 3 at the moment. So there's shortage for the skills of GPs and doctors and nurses, obviously, across the country. But it was a great hui, lots to think about. And there was also a brief discussion about locality services now that, you know, we are moving into a new phase of health services across New Zealand. And we talked briefly about is there an appetite for locality services that are defined by a catchment like the Raglan catchment area, you know, given that we're not just urban, we're also rural communities as well, and what would that look like? So looking forward to further discussions on what that might be for our community, particularly because many of us have to travel. For example, I mentioned the breast screening before, because the breast screening bus hasn't been here, you know, our people have to actually travel into Hamilton to go there. And I think that might be a barrier, particularly for Māori, to access those services. And my understanding is from Raglan Medical is that normally we'd be sitting at about 70% of women over the age of 50 being breast screened. We're on about 40%. So we need to address those. Yeah. So we also talked about a community health expo day where we'd get different services out for a day in the here in Whaingaroa for the community to access breast screening, bowel screening, you know, alternative therapies, you know, so we're looking at bringing that to Whaingaroa as well. I know that just recently, actually on the 26th of June, the Kaumātua Matariki Wellness Day at Papaorotu in Whatawhata, and they hosted a wellness day there, and they had loads of health services there. It was a fantastic day, and lots of people turned up for the services, and they had things like hearing checks, eyesight tests, as well as, you know, breast screening and all of that. So looking forward to organising that. We'll have a few of those. So we spoke briefly about that as well.
Because the health, they're disbanding or something like that, all the DHBs or something, hey? And is that in the motion through central government now or something like that?
Yeah, they've changed it into two providers, I suppose. One is non-Māori and the other is Māori. Right. I'd have to get more details for you because I'm not that up to speed with it. I mean, it's exciting as well as obviously really challenging in these times when we have a health system that's already under pressure, and I'm sure people wonder is this a good time to look at the current system and change it? But I guess there's no time like the present to make changes. Well,
you think there'd be no better time,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and there's the new Māori Health Authority where, you know, hapū will be able to determine what health looks like for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really exciting. But
for sure.
I'm not the right person to speak to about that. You'd probably want to get someone from Ngā Mental Health in again and speak, because I know that Aaron has interviewed staff from there, and they've probably got a really good fair idea of what that looks like, or even Mike Edmonds from the Wellness Hub as well might have a good idea what that looks like for our community.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was having a chat. I was trying to get him on the show, actually. I will do one day. He's like, there's a newly arranged thing, Hauora Tai Whenua, which is like a collaboration of all the rural health providers. And there's a bus I didn't even realise. It's been going for like 20 years. It goes around various places in rural Waikato, but they don't come to Raglan, but they go down like Tamaranui, Tokoroa, and it's basically a travelling sort of surgery bus. So
I remember you speaking about that, actually.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to have a look at what that might mean for us. And I know that, you know, with Tamaranui and Tokoroa, they've got quite isolated communities too. The access to services is really challenging. I know that when I've joined some of the connector hubs on Zoom for the regional response through MSD, that some of the organisations that are providing support to those who are isolating because of COVID or have presenting other health conditions, their services, because they're so far away from a local hospital, the challenges made me realise, how fortunate we are here to have Raglan Medical and other services as well. But it'd be great to have a chat to that person about
as well. I'll tee him up and get a hold of him one day.
Yep.
And your community connector role, you just got to briefly. So this is an exciting new role coming along. Tell us all about it.
It is an exciting new role. We have, we've been providing our 5 days a week, our 0800 Raglan COVID support line, which Selena has been managing for us.
Has it been fairly well utilised?
Not so much recently, but certainly we get other referrals through that line. It could be busier, but I think that's because perhaps Raglan is well placed in terms of we've got the Marae Collective operating, who are providing support in to whānau and to the wider community around isolating with COVID. We've also got Raglan Medical and the food bank and the community house, and also people have been accessing Here to Help, which is a portal if you need support.
How blessed are we to live in a community with these things?
Yeah, I know. So we have a lot of support. But, the connector role, we've just finalised the job description. We're actually going to be officially advertising for that from Monday. So watch this space. All the details will be in there. It's a part-time role, about 20 to 24 hours a week. And it's flexible, can work from home. We're looking for someone who is great with relationship building. There will be the job description attached to that. And it is really exciting, actually. And it's for a year currently. Watch the space. It'll be online on Monday. And it'll be also advertised in the Chronicle.
All right. And that's supported through MSD, isn't it?
The Ministry of Social Development. So, we've been working as part of their connector role. And Fiona Cutmore and Selena Coombs have been our legendary workers behind the scenes, providing the click and collect for our RATS rapid antigen test, as well as womaning the phone for the 0800 number and doing the triage.
Well done, you two.
Yeah, well done to those two. They're fantastic. So, there you go.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, like I say, it's great to live in a community with such an engaged community, I guess, isn't it?
I think so, and I think that's been part of the success of the community response team and the other organisations, that we are able to respond to need as it arises quite quickly. And when you're able to collaborate with a number of organisations and also individuals, because we've been working with Raglan Medical, the Community House, Raglan Naturally, Surfside Church, the Poihakan and Marae Collective, other organisations, individuals, doctors and nurses, Time Bank. It really builds capacity at a grassroots level, and I think that's what we're good at in Raglan. And just speaking of that, you know, we're really good at responding, and, you know, we've got other organisations that outside of the community response, you know, the community patrol, we've got neighbourhood support, we've got the community health shuttle, all of those sorts of things. So we've got we've got the Lions, we've got a community that is well supported by passionate individuals and organisations. So a big shout out to all of those organisations, and those ones that I haven't named specifically, you all do a fantastic job supporting those in need in our community.
Yeah, I second that completely. Yeah, well done. Well done, everybody involved in that. Yeah,
because it's
very gratifying, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and, you know, this is
very humbling,
a good
too.
Feel Friday, I think, in acknowledging those people who in organisations is really important.
Yes, yeah, indeed. And you've got a local government hooey, was that tomorrow, you were saying? Your local government hooey?
Oh, that is next week, actually.
Next week, yeah.
Yep, okay. So I go there on Monday. So it's a yearly hooey, where all territorial authorities and representatives from across the country meet and discuss and have workshops and on various things. And then we also, for Māori elected members and staff, we kick off our hui on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really great opportunity to network and meet up as a rōpū. And talk about the year that's passed. And obviously a topic of conversation in that particular hui will be, the upcoming elections, which I believe nominations open today.
Today? All right.
Yeah, so they're open from today right through to August. So anyone who is looking at standing for local councillor, the community board, and obviously we have two new roles, which are our Māori seats, the Northern Māori Ward and the Southern Māori Ward, which covers the Whaingaroa area as well. So I really encourage anyone who has an interest in local government, go onto the Waikato District Council website, and there's a tab that you can click on, which is elections, and all of the information is in there. Obviously, there have been a number of groups that have been hosting candidate information.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, there was one over in Papahua. Was that last week, week before?
That was about a month ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was that well attended? Or?
There weren't huge numbers, and I'm not sure what that's about, but what we have had, and I know that with Taurikura, who are the organisation that have been hosting these hui, they've actually got one at Tuwhare tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
And so they have been hosting them, and they've been supported by Tainui Live. And they're live streaming, although the numbers in the room aren't high, the numbers watching and participating online are quite significant.
Good.
And in fact, I presented at one at Ōmairua last month, and there was a couple that had come from Whakatane because they had been really interested in what Taurikura had been doing. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the woman is going to be standing for regional council in her area. So
nice one.
They've done a great job. And of course, Waikato District Council, we've been hosting recently candidate information evenings, both on Zoom and in person. So again, I encourage people, if you're interested in local government, is to go onto the Waikato District Council website and mm-hmm. have a look at the information.
All right. And you're going to stand again, Lisa?
I am standing again, and just for the councillor role.
Not Lisa for me, maybe next time?
No, I have no interest in that role. That's a massive role, and I have no interest in that.
Fair enough.
I know that Axel Beck, who is currently the councillor for Tamahere, he is standing for mayor,
mm-hmm.
And so too is Jackie Church, who they're both currently councillors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all of that information will come out in August once the nominations have been received. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't stand for mayor.
When's voting day, do you know?
Voting, well, it's declared, I believe, on October the 8th.
October, okay.
Yeah.
How do you get people to vote in local government elections?
You have to go out and beat your feet. You have to talk about issues. Raglan, actually, we have the highest voter participation across the district. It's at 42%, which is still not very high, or is it 43% around there? So in comparison to about 32%, 34% for other wards, for other areas across the district. So I think, you know, that's the challenge for local government, is getting people to participate. And I suppose it's quite tricky too. It would be great if we could utilise a voting van and go around and have the opportunity where people can actually get their enrolment forms, you know, all of their information, and really support people to get out and vote. Because, you know, in a district like ours, being rural, you know, the post isn't that reliable. So people physically, in a way, have to go to a post office to put in their voting forms. And that, you know, that is can be a challenge for people. You know, participation for Māori isn't that high. I was looking at the Māori role versus the non-Māori role, and the numbers are significantly lower for Māori. I mean, we're 13.5% of the population, so I guess that you would expect the numbers to be lower. But, you know, we need to get more people out voting, and we need to get more Māori out voting as well, particularly for the Māori wards, because the Māori wards, you don't necessarily have to be Māori to stand in those wards, but you... the voters are those who are on the Māori electoral roll, as opposed to for the Whangaroa ward, which I'm currently the councillor for, that's from the general roll, so the numbers are bigger. So we need to encourage people to get out and vote, because it's your right to do that, you know, and democracy is something that is really important, you know, as a nation. And so I encourage people to, if you're interested in standing for local body, for local government, then I encourage you to go and look on the Waikato District Council website.
Give it a go.
Give it a go, that's right.
Yeah. What else are we going to do? Oh, there was, I noticed, a warning in the harbour about a bit of discharge from the, so yeah, what's...
it's a controlled discharge. So what, if people aren't aware, we've got our treatment plant on Wainui Road, and we've got our ponds where our treated wastewater goes into and sits there. But because of the volume of rain that we've had, and I think all of us can say that the ground is sodden at the moment, that we have had to have controlled discharge of our treated wastewater into the harbour. And when I say treated, it's the wastewater that's gone through the process. It's not raw sewage, as I've seen some people alluding to on the notice board, and that it's actually a discharge of raw sewage. It's not. It's treated. It's been treated. It's not ideal, but in situations like these, that's the course of action we have. Staff are working with Regional Council, obviously, because we hold the resource consent with Regional Council, and the warnings are still up and until tomorrow.
Okay.
And normally we would be discharging on an outgoing tide, but because of the volume of water, we've had to control that discharge on both the outgoing and incoming tide because of the volume that we've had. So hopefully if this weather clears and the Papatūānuku has a chance to dry, we won't have to have this happen again. So we'll keep the community posted on the progress of that. And it's also in Ngārua Wahia in Huntly as well, because we've got our wastewater treatment plants there too. So it's because of the weather that we've been having.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of out of anyone's hands, you know, how much rain falls, right?
And, you know, when you're, so there you go.
But it's kind of a good thing, I think, anyway, because it's been kind of, the last 3 or 4 years have been kind of dry. So it actually could, we're getting heaps of rain just to maybe build up the water table a little, which has been sort of, I guess, decreasing over the last few years, you know.
Yeah, it has been challenging, eh?
Yeah.
With that, so,
All right. I'm trying to think, what else? What else has been going on? When's the next council meeting? Not for a while.
Our next council meeting is on the August the 15th, but we've got our community board meeting coming up in 2 weeks' time.
Ah, yes.
I have to remember what the date is, but just watch the community board Facebook page, and also obviously the Chronicle will advertise in there, so that's coming up. Also, it'll be
in the supper room again?
It will be. And also keep an eye out. As you know, we've been fortunate in getting funding to look at a shuttle service for Raglan, and that will be with GoBus, who are currently a service provider, for the buses in Raglan, to and from Raglan to Hamilton, and so on. So the community board, we're currently looking at what a consultation will look like out to the community, asking for your feedback on what a bus service looks like. Would we, so we would like to support more of an express service from Raglan to Hamilton. Does a local bus service in the urban area, what does that look like? Could we have add-on bus services that support the school in the morning and the afternoon to alleviate congestion? What might that look like?
Yeah, true.
What would a service look like that connects our community with the essential services, the doctors coming in shopping? And I was speaking to Lara from the community house yesterday about what would a service look like that provided a pickup for those with disabilities to come out to access shopping, or just getting out, or to, for those who are living on their own and perhaps aren't driving. What does a service like that look like? And also, what does a service look like in our busy summer months when we have our visitors? How often does it run a service out to the beaches that connect, Whale Bay, Manu Bay, Upper Wainui, out to Ngaranui, to town and out to the wharf? So we'll be going out with a document to the community seeking your feedback, and also things like what does a fare look like, the cost of a ride. So that's really exciting. So that will be coming out sooner rather than later, so we can get our trial shuttle service up and running and people using it.
I guess it'd be a matter of if it doesn't get used, I'm going to get taken away.
If you don't use it,
get into it,
folks. Yep. So look forward to coming out to the community with that information and seeking their feedback, because we might have ideas, but others might come up with some fantastic ideas that we hadn't thought of.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I've actually caught the bus to the Tron a couple of times. $3.50, good deal.
I know, way cheaper than actually taking your car, eh?
For sure, yeah.
Or catching a taxi.
Yeah, run generally on time. I know John Lawson moans about them being a couple of minutes late and that, but not too bad.
Well, when my friend went to India, when they would go, when's the bus coming? It's time that the bus is here, it's late. And then they would say, bus will come when bus will come. And that's true, isn't it? It'll arrive when it arrives.
Yeah, and get to see when it gets there. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else to add, Lisa?
No, that's it, actually. I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend and stay safe and dry.